Hi, this is Pauline, and this is the daily video on how to retire happily. And today we're going to look at 2025 because it's coming up in just a couple of days. So we've probably all made resolutions at the new year and find that they really don't work. And part of it is because they're just kind of rigid and they're just, I don't know, there's just not much meaning for us other than maybe a should. But instead, I'd like to talk about setting some intentions. Intentions are more flexible. They're really about being aligned with your values and what do you really want 2025 to be about. So one of the ways you can think about it is there a theme for the year? If you look at, maybe what last year was about or the last few years, and what you'd really like this year to be about, what would the theme be? So there's a wonderful book called One Word, and they suggest coming up with one word for the year. And I've had words like collaboration and online. And admittedly, a lot of that is to do with business, but not all of it. And I find it very useful. So think about what would be a theme for your year in 2025. And, I want to ask you some specific questions that I find very helpful. So, is there anything that was missing last year that you'd like to add or change or transform something? Is there a daily habit that either you want to let go of or you want to add? And as you're thinking about that, think about why. Why would you want to add it or why would you want to let it go? That will help you see if it's a should or if it's something you really want to take on. Are there any gaps in your social circle or support network that you'd like to fill in 2025? Is there any particular self-care that you want to make sure you continue in 2025? Or maybe there's something that you'd like to add. I know for myself, I'm going to put back that every month I'm going to get a massage. I love getting massage, and somehow this last year or two, I've gotten them very infrequent. Is there an interest or hobby that you'd like to pursue or maybe gain more skill in? What do you think you're going to learn? What do you want to learn this year? So there's just a few suggestions. And I find that when we're looking for meaning and fulfillment and purpose in our lives, that our lives become richer, fuller, more enjoyable than if we just see what happens. The thing about seeing what happens, analogously, is like if you get into the car with a full tank of gas or fully charged and you start driving. If you just start driving, who knows where you'll end up? Now, you might have some interesting things to see on the way, but some point you'll need to recharge or fill it with gas. If, however, you got into the car and said, "I'm in Los Angeles, I'm going to San Francisco. Which way do I want to go?" You know, now you have options, but you know where you're going. Do I want to go there as fast as possible, on the most scenic route as possible? Do I want to take a whole week to get there? And if I was going to take a whole week, where would I stop in the meantime to see what there is between Los Angeles and San Francisco? So having an intention can really be a good thing. So I hope this has inspired you to think about the upcoming year. Thank you, as always, for being here with me today, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.